We're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Masechtas Nedarim. We're going to start from the Mishnah towards the top of Yud Zayin Abad Aleph, which is really four or five lines down from the top. But that's where we're up to. So we're going to start from the Mishnah. It's a new topic. It's a whole new topic. The Mishnah starts right away with Yesh Neder B'Soich Neder Ve'en Shvua B'Soich Shvua, which, not loosely translated, but that's the point of this Mishnah, is that there is a concept that even though I made a neder to do something or to not do something, I made an isser on something, I can take upon myself that same neder a second time. This is, again, very loosely translated. Whereas by shvua, I cannot swear to do the same thing twice. So let's start with the concept of shvua first. So that's easier to explain. So I make a shvua where I say I'm not going to eat something, and then I swear again I'm not going to eat that same exact thing. So then that second shvua is not chal. Now what does that mean? It's not chal for our purposes right now. It's as if the second shvua didn't happen at all. Whereas in the same context where I make a neder and I say that this particular item should be usur, and then I say the same item should be usur, again, loosely translated in the Mishnah, the second neder would be chal. And again, getting ahead of ourselves here for a second, but that would mean that if I would violate that neder and I would eat, for example, that thing that I said I'm not going to eat, that I made usur, I would get two sets of malchus. Again, I'm jumping ahead of myself, depends on which Rishonim you learn, but that would be the simplest meaning of reading the Mishnah. So, the Mishnah then continues and explains itself a little bit, and says, Ketzad, what's the case? Omar hareini nozir, im oichol, hareini nozir, im oichol, v'ochol. So the guy, again, says, I will be a nozir if I eat something, and then then I agree to be a nozer. And then he says it a second time. If I eat that something, so that something becomes the thing that's usur, the neder, and he goes ahead and eats it, he becomes a nozer. So the halacha is chayev al kol achas va'achas. It's going to be chayev on each one. Whereas shvua shaloi oichol, where I say, again, similar to what we said before, if I swear I'm not going to eat it, and again, a second time, I swear I'm not going to eat it, va'ochol, in a chayiv ala'achas, in that case, I'm only going to be chayiv one time, the second shvua doesn't go into effect. Now, the Ran explains here in the Mishnah that when we're talking about the neder two times, what does it mean? You can't possibly be a nozer two times at the same time. At least that's the pashtus. That's what the Ran learns. So what it means is that I'm going to take on the first neder, but because the second neder went into effect, what's going to happen here is that I will be a nozer. I'll have to do my regular nazirus for 30 days, bring a korban, finish that nazirus, and then start over again a second nazirus. But the point is, and the chiddush is, and this is what the Ran wants to emphasize, is the chiddush is that the second nazirus is chal, and is effective, and the Kabbalah is effective, so that, but I can't count both of them at the same time, so I will have to count two times the nazirus. Whereas by shvua, the second shvua will not be chal at all, because it's not a matter of being in effect, it's a matter of either it's mutter or usur, and either I can or I cannot do it, and therefore the second shvua is not chal at all. Okay, then there's a second question over here of why. The second question in the Mishnah is, why does it have to make the naziris contingent on whether I will or will not eat something? So the conclusion of the Gemara is that it really isn't. It's not really contingent. I could just say Hareini Nazir or Hareini Nazir two times, and I don't need to say the words Im Ochel. The Ran brings, and is based on the Gersa in the Gemara, which we do not have, but it's the Ran brings that I'm only saying Im Ochel because because we say by the Shvua Ochel. Since the case of Shvua is contingent, or the Isser is that I'm assuring the eating of it, so therefore the case of neder also is a case where we tie it to a matter of if I eat, then the naziris goes into effect. But really, from the naziris, it's not a contingency, and the fact that there can be a second naziris and so on and so forth has nothing to do with eating per se. I can just be mekabel the naziris. All right. So now that's the Mishnah. As we jump into the Gemara, interestingly enough, the Ran brings a girsa that some mefarshim bring. The Ran, obviously, we don't have it in our Gemara, but it's a whole shakla v'tarya about again, what we just discussed about what we need, whether we need it to be part of the eating or we don't need it part of the eating, and so on and so forth. So, the main point that this Gemara discusses is how am I, what is the eating? How would you define the eating when it comes to, if in the context that the Naziris is Chal a second time, so why does that, what does that have to do, how do you define the eating? So the Ran, again, has a girsa in the Gemara, and based on that explains that the case is that it has to do with each kzayis, but it's no different than if in general, if something is usur, I have a whole loaf of bread, and it's usur for me to eat that loaf of bread. So I have to have hasra, in order to be chayav a carbon, I have to have either hasra, a separate warning for each kzayis, or I have to have a haloma, which means I have to have remembered in between that it was usur, and then if it was a shoygeg, in order to be chayav a carbon, you have to be b'shoygeg, so then I had to have remembered that it was usur, forgot it was usur, and then went ahead and ate it. So then it's, there, in other words, there has to be a separation for each eating. So the same thing is going to be true. The same thing is going to be true when it comes to the Naziris over here also. That the Naziris over here also is going to be, each one has to be a separate act of eating. Not the way you would read it, Alpi Pashtus, which is that if I ate one, I took one bite, then all of a sudden I'm going to be chayav two Naziruses. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Again, we don't have this whole Girsa, but the Ran does bring it and brings it in B'Shem Mefarshim, so there's some validity to it, but again, it's not the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. So our Gemara jumps right into the next point. When we decide that there's going to be two Naziris, because I said Hareini Nazir, what exactly was the Kabbalah over here? What was the second Kabbalah? So the Gemara starts right away with the Machlekes. Amar Rav Huna Loi Shanu, this case that we say that the second Naziris is Chal, Elo de Omar Hareini Nazir Hayoim, that the first Kabbalah was, I'm going to start being a Nazir today. Hareini Nazir Lomacher, and then the second Kabbalah of Naziris was that I'm going to be a Nazir starting tomorrow. When I say starting tomorrow, meaning I want the counting of the Naziris to be a day off, to be now. It has to be, it's going to be Chal now, but the counting is going to start tomorrow. The counting of the Nazir is going to start tomorrow. And, as the Gemara itself says, the migu de kometoisif yoyme yaseiris, since I added an extra day, chayle Naziris on Naziris, that's why the second Naziris is chal. So there's something a little bit different about the second Naziris. The point is that there is a little bit of an overlap, and that's the chiddush, that even though there's an overlap, because between today and tomorrow, the first Naziris was already 30 days. So tomorrow is definitely within those 30 days, and even so, the second Naziris can be chal, but it does need at least a little bit of an element that is different, and that extra day. Now that extra day will turn into a full 30 days, because as the Ran brings, based on the Gemara in Nazir, that there's no such thing as being a Nazir for a day. If there's a Naziris, the minimum Naziris is 30 days. So that extra day turns into a full additional 30 days. Aval, just to finish Rav Huna's point. Aval, Omer, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim. If I literally take on the second Naziris to be identical, exactly like the first Naziris, Ein Chal Naziris on Naziris, there is no second Naziris. Because the second Naziris is the same thing as the first Naziris, and you can't be counting two. Either I am a Nazir or I'm not a Nazir. There's no such thing as being a two-time Nazir, or being a double Nazir at the same time. Yes, it could happen. I could be a Nazir at a different time. I could be a Nazir a second time for different days. But these days are either I am a Nazir or I'm not a Nazir. You can't be a Nazir for two times at the same time. That is the way Rav Huna learns. So when we say in our Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, it's talking about where the second Naziris was a Kabbalah, for a slightly different, even though it overlaps, and that's the Chiddush, that it's Chal, even though it overlaps, but it has to be that it starts, the Chalois starts right away, even though the counting is not going to start till later. Shmuel argues and says, if I literally say the second Naziris was the same thing as the first one, Chal Naziris Aleh, then the second Naziris is Chal. Now what would be the Nafkamina? So the Mefarshim struggle with this, but they basically explain that according to Shmuel, the Nafkamina would be that if, for example, I went ahead and I ate a grape, which I'm not allowed to do as a Nazir, I would get two sets of Malkus. That would be Shmuel's Chiddush, even though you're right, it's exactly the same thing, one overlapping the other. There could be the concept, it could be there could be the fact that I'll get a second Malkus. Or you could say, that's one way to say it. The other way to say it is that Anachanami, the Shmuel is saying, I could be Makabla on myself to Naziris, even though I accepted upon myself the second Naziris. The second Naziris really is not gonna, there is no impact and effect of it today, but it could go into effect in 30 days from now. But the Chiddush is that I could accept upon myself the Naziris now, and it will be an effective Naziris, an effective way of being Makabal and Naziris, even though it's not going to go into effect into 30 days from now. So the basic machlokes between Rav Huna and Shmuel is, according to Rav Huna, the second Kabbalah needs to be slightly different, and therefore it will have an impact later, but the point is that it has to be, there is something about that second Naziris. Once that second Naziris goes into effect, now it becomes a regular Naziris. But if it's identical, it doesn't have any purpose, and therefore it's not chal. Whereas Shmuel says, no, even if the second Naziris is entirely identical, it still will go into effect. Okay, so that's the basic machlekes. Now, the Gemara continues. So that's the basic machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, Rav Huna and Shmuel. So the Gemara now asks, Ula Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, that there has to be that there has to be something different about the first Naziris that comes out when they're the same, which is Shmuel's case. There is no real second Neder or second Naziris. So the Gemara asks, and the simple way of reading the Gemara is as follows. Adetani ein shvu b'saych shvuo. Instead of jumping to the case of ein shvu b'saych shvuo, which is a different case, which is a different halacha than neder, but of course, obviously, the halacha is by shvu, it doesn't work. Listeni yesh neder b'soich neder, ve'ein neder b'soich neder. Say, let's stick to the cases of nedarim, and in nedarim itself, make a distinction and say, sometimes you could have a second neder, and sometimes you can't have a second neder. As the Gemara itself explained, what would be the difference, according to the way Rav Huna learns. Hareini nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer l'mochor. If I say, I want to be the nozer today, the second is tomorrow, which is a little bit different. Yesh neder b'soich neder. That would be a case where it would work. Hareini nozer hayoyim, hareini nozer hayoyim. But if I repeat myself twice and say exactly the same thing, I want to be a nozer today, and then again, I want to be a nozer today. Now, on the top of Yudzayin Amabez, Ein Neder B'Soich Neder. That would be a case of Ein Neder B'Soich Neder. And to which the Gemara says, Kasha. You're right. That would be a Kasha on Rav Huna Shita. Now, that is the simple way of reading the Gemara. In other words, we're going to read this the same way we would read this in other places in Shas, where according to Atana there is a distinction in the case itself. So the Gemara therefore asks, why do you have to jump to a new case? Why don't we stick to the case that we're discussing? And in the case that we're discussing itself, the Mishnah can make the distinction instead of bringing in a new halacha of Shvuah. However, that is the simple way of reading the Gemara. However, the Ran is not comfortable with reading the Gemara that way, because he has a couple of issues with it. The most prolific issue that he has with it is the fact that if that was the kasha, you could ask that kasha on Shmuel also, because then you could sometimes say that there is a neder, sometimes neder works and sometimes neder doesn't work. Because we all know, and this is what we were discussing just a moment ago, that the Mishnah uses the example of Nazir. Now, Nazir, is the question is whether Nazir is an example of a neder, or it's specifically only by Naziris where a neder is chal. So if you learn, and possibly the way the Mefarshim learn in Shmuel, that Nazir was the example where Nazir is the case where you could have a second neder, but a regular neder would not be chal, i.e. if I say koinim perizu, koinim perizu, even Shmuel will agree that the second neder is not chal. Even Shmuel will agree that that's the case. Well, if that's true, if Shmuel also agrees that that's the case, then there is no difference. Then even Shmuel also could ask. You could ask the same kasha on Shmuel. Why to jump to Shvuas in Neder itself? A regular Neder is not Chal B'Soich Neder, and Nazir is Chal B'Soich Neder. Why did we have to bring in Shvuas? That could have been the Gemara's Kasha, and would have been a Kasha on Shmuel. And the Gemara clearly is asking this only on Rav Huna. So, in order for this to be a Kasha only on Rav Huna and not on Shmuel, so the Ran has to say the Kasha was a little bit different than what it says over here. So the Ran actually, it's a long Ran, but it's where the Ran gets into the Kasha itself, explains the Kasha is right on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. His issue is, according to Rav Huna, According to Rav Huna, Nazir is just an example, and it's not the case. And if that's true, that means that Yesh Neder B'Soich Neder always works if you add something a little bit different than the first case. Now, even that's the problem with Rav Huna. That's the problem that the Gemara has, because that's not true. Because even if you add something a little bit different about the Neder to the second time, it might not work, it shouldn't work. If that's the case, then it should always, there should be Nedarim that work, and then Nedarim that don't work. Meaning, if I add something different, it works, and if I don't add something different, it doesn't work. So then, in Neder itself, you can make a distinction of how I made the Neder. In Rav Huna, that would not be a kasha according to Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, there always, the second Neder would be Chal, whatever your example might be, and it might only be limited to Nazir, but the point is, what the second Neder would always be Chal. So there is no distinction in Neder. It's not a matter of how I made the Neder that makes a difference. And therefore, this is a kasha, the way the Ran learns, this is a kasha only in Rav Huna, because only Rav Huna requires that the second Neder be slightly different. And therefore we could ask, oh, so you're telling me sometimes Neder does work, sometimes Neder doesn't work, depending on whether I made a difference in the second Neder or not. And that's the Gemara's kasha. So why run to Shavuos? Let's talk about in Neder itself, depending on how I was makabel the Neder, whether sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And Shmuel will say, what do I mean? What Shmuel will say, that it's, according to Shmuel, lav dafka how I was makabel the Neder. I could be makabel the Neder anytime. If it's the type of Neder that could be, that a second Neder works, it doesn't matter how I was makabel it. It always works. It's lav dafka by Naziris, right? No, Naziris is the only example that you could have a Neder. So there, okay, in Naziris, he doesn't, again, the Ran doesn't get into Naziris versus regular Neder. I don't want to make that into a machlokes Rav Huna and Shmuel. That's not what the Ran's saying.
It's a machlokes Rishonim.
Right. That's a different machlokes. Yeah. According to Shmuel, the point is that the second Neder works even if, no matter how I say it, whether I say it the same or I say it different. And if that's the case, then the only time the Chiddush is in Shvuos to make a Shvuah, even if I make the Shvuah the same way, it's not going to be Chal. Whereas according to Neder, by Neder, it's always, the second Neder is always going to be Chal no matter how I say it. Now what the case is, whatever that case may be. But the second Neder, it's not a matter of how I say it. In any event, that's the Kasha, that's the way the Ran asked the Kasha, to which the Gemara really just responds Kasha. The Gemara does not answer this Kasha in Rav Huna. Tanan. So now the Gemara is going to again, once again, quote our Mishnah and see whether or not we are comfortable with Rav Huna Shita versus Shmuel Shita. So the Gemara brings our Mishnah right at the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the first line. Tanan, Yesh Neder B'Soich Neder V'Ein Shmuel B'Soich Shmuel. As our Mishnah simply quotes, there is a concept of being Makabal a second Neder versus there is no such thing as a second Shvuah that is the same as the first Shvuah. Now, Heichidam, what exactly is this case of the second Neder versus the second Shvuah? Ilay Madamar Hareini Nazar Hayoim Hareini Nazar Lamachar. If you want to say the case is the way Rav Huna actually understands our Mishnah, to say that the case was I want to be a Nazar today and also I want to be a Nazar tomorrow, so my Kabbalah is at the same time, but the effect is going to be at a different time. So if the effect is going to be different than the first Kabbalah, then the Kabbalah Gabe Shavuos. Then what would be the comparable case by Shavuos? The comparable case would be Shalo Yochel Te'enim. I first make a Shavuah, I'm not going to eat figs. And then my second shvua is I'm not going to eat grapes, which is different. It's both a Kabbalah that I'm not going to eat, but it's a different type of thing. Just like Naziris is a Kabbalah today and there's a Kabbalah tomorrow, which is two different things. So if that, but if that's the comparable case to shvuas, and on that you're saying the shvuas not chal, amaylo chal shvua, al shvua. Why wouldn't the second shvua be chal on the first shvua? They're totally different, and if they're totally different, I could swear about many multiple things. There's nothing wrong, even if they're both eating, but if they're eating different things, there's different shvua, and the second shvua would be chal. So comparatively speaking, that cannot be the case of that the second shvua is not chal. Because the second shvuah would be chal in that case. Ela hechi dami. So what would be the case that the second, the loy chal shvuah al shvuah, as the Gemara itself says, what would be the case where the second shvuah would not be chal because it is so similar to the first shvuah? Could go into amar shvuah shaloy achol teinim. My first shvuah is I'm not going to eat figs. V'chaz ba amar shvuah shaloy achol teinim. And then the second shvuah is exactly the same thing. I'm not going to eat figs. And that's already covered by the first shvuah. And that's why the second shvuah is not chal. And if you can now compare it to, extrapolate that to the case of Nedarim, the Kabbalah Gav and Naziris, so right away the Gemara doesn't even use the word Nedar, the Gemara goes to Naziris. Similarly, that case would be Naziris. If again they're going to be the same thing, the Amar Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, it would be exactly the case where I said today I was Makabal, and then a second time I said I was Makabal today. Now that would work only according to Shmuel, Ukatani Yesh Neder B'Sayach Neder, and that would and still that would be the case if this is the comparable case that we're saying that there's a Neder that this just like by Shmuel, the second Shmuel is exactly the same. The same thing is by Neder, the second Neder is exactly the same. So Kasha the Rav Huna, so that would be difficult on Rav Huna Shita, because according to Rav Huna, that case where I was Makabal the second Naziris, if it's exactly the same according to Rav Huna, it doesn't work. So that, and if that's pshat in our Mishnah, then we don't have. Then Rav Huna doesn't seem to work in our Mishnah. And Rav Huna is trying to explain the case in our Mishnah. So Amalach Rav Huna. So Rav Huna would say to you, no. Masnisin to Amar Hareini Nazar Ayoyim Hareini Nazar Lomocher. Yes, our case of our Mishnah has to be that is pshat in our Mishnah by the second Naziris has to be slightly different. That the second Naziris was about tomorrow. And then you're going to ask me, so then by Shavuos, what would be the comparable case to Shavuos? The Kavos, the Gav, Shavuos. By Shavuos, there is a similar, somewhat similar type of scenario that's not good. The Omar, Shaloi Oichol Te'enim. But again, sticking to the same case, that the first Shavuos, I'm not going to eat dates, or figs rather. The Chozer, the Omar, Shavuos, Shaloi Oichol Te'enim, Ve'anovim, Deloi Chayel. That, and then the second Shavuah is again with the figs, but I add on, which is the same thing as adding on the extra day by Nazir. Here I'm adding on another thing, item that I'm not going to eat. That I'm not going to eat figs, which I already said, and grapes. In that case, the halacha would be deloy chayli, the second Shavuah is nachal, because there's no such thing as a mixed Shavuah, and since part of the Shavuah is nachal, so then the Shavuah is nachal, so it's not a real Shavuah. What would be the point of saying, I'm swearing I'm not going to eat dates, or figs, and then I say, I swear I'm not going to eat figs, and also grapes. But I already said I'm not going to eat figs, so that the chalois of the Shavuah cannot take effect, cannot go into, that is the chiddush, of course, that a Shavuah can't be chal Shavuah, by adding on, by being moisif and koilal and so on, extra things in the Shavuah, doesn't work if the base of the Shavuah is the same as something that already exists, then the whole Shavuah is not chal. Okay, that is the way Rav Huna wants to explain the case of Shavuah is that yes, there is a slight difference. I said it a little bit differently, but for all practical purposes, it is a little bit different, and even so, it's not, the second Shavuah is not going to be Chal. Okay, so now it's similar to Nazir. Nazir also.
Not at all.
It is similar to Nazir, because in Nazir also, I want the Chalois to be now, but since I added that extra day, the extra day is going to happen at the end. That extra day is going to turn into another Naziris, because you can't have a Naziris for one day, so it's going to end up turning into a full Naziris of 30 days. So this, and that works. But whereas by Shavuah, by adding on an extra thing, and making that extra thing the thing that's going to be Usur, so you would think that the second Shavuah should be Chal for the sake of adding on that extra thing, that would be the Chiddush of our Mishnah, Kamash Malon our Mishnah, that no, the second Shavuah is not Chal, because even though you add it on, it's too late, because the base of the Shavuah was the same as an existing Shavuah, and that's not going to work. That's not going to exist. Okay. However, the Gemara says that's very nice that Rav Huna wants to say that that's the halacha. However, v'ha'amar Rabba already taught us shvua shaloi oichol te'enim. If I make a shvua, I swear I'm not going to eat figs. V'chazer v'ha'amar shvua shaloi oichol te'enim ba'anavim. And then I do exactly this case that Rav Huna wants to make. This is the case of the Mishnah, but Rav Huna says the halacha what that case is and says shvua shaloi oichol te'enim ba'anavim. And then I do add in my second shvua. Yes, I agree that it's figs, but also grapes. V'ochal te'enim. And what would be the halacha? He went ahead and he ate the figs, the hifrish carbon, and then he's mafresh a carbon because he made the shvur. V'chazav ochal anovim, and then just to make the point, he went ahead and he then ate grapes. Now, the significance of eating grapes at that point is only a question of whether that second shvur is chal. So the Gemara, the halacha, the Rabbah is teaching us is havelei anovim chatzi shir. The anovim is only half of what's osur, ve'ein mevi, and carbon al chatzishir. So it's only a chatzishir. Now we're not going to get into why the Gemara refers to it as a chatzishir, but the point is that since the anovim only is osur mitzad, the fact that it's part of the anovim, it's part of the dates rather, or I keep on saying dates instead of figs, but whatever, it's part of the Te'enim, since the Anovim would only become Osir as part of the Te'enim, and the fact is that second Shvuah, it cannot be go into effect because it was already Osir from the first Shvuah. So from the second Shvuah's perspective, he didn't say anything when he added the word Te'enim. So Mamela, he's only left with a half of a Shvuah. A half a Shvuah is about the Anovim. A half a Shvuah, as the Gemara's Loshen is, it's a Chatzishir. Chatzishir is not Chayev a Korban. It's less than the full amount, and therefore you're not going to be chayev a korban. Okay, so Alma, the Gemara says, from here we see, this is exactly our case. In the case where I said, I'm not going to eat dates, the figs, which is exactly the case that Rabbi's talking about, so we say just the opposite. We say, since the part of the shvuah will be chal on the anovim, because that's new, so that it will be chal a second time on the figs itself. So we see on the Te'enim. So we see that the halacha is not the way Rav Huna wants to learn the case of our Mishnah. We see that Rabbah very clearly says that the second Shvuah, and it's the second Shvuah, there is an overlap, but it could be chal. Why? Because some part of the second Shvuah is chal, that's enough to make the whole Shvuah chal. So we see that the second Shvuah could be chal. Once I make it slightly different, it should be chal, which according to Rav Huna is the same thing by Nedarim. That once I make the second neder slightly different, that's enough to make the second neder chal. So once the second neder is slightly chal, the second shvuah could also slightly be chal, because it's slightly different, which wouldn't work according to the way Rav Huna is learning the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers a very simple teretz. Rav Huna is lo sevir like Rabba. He just disagrees. We have a machlekes. You Rabba say that the second shvuah will be chal. I, Rav Huna, say no. I hold that it's not chal. So the question is, boils down to a very simple way of looking at it. When the second shvuah contains the same and something new, it can, one element, one part of it is the same, and one part of it is an overlap, and one part of it is new. So which part of that shvuah do we focus on? Rabba wants to focus on the fact that there's something new about it. So there's something new, so then there's something for the Shavuot to be chal on, so then the whole Shavuot is chal. And Rav Huna says, no, just the opposite. That since one part of the Shavuot is an overlap, and it's exactly the same, at least that part of the Shavuot is the same, so then that's not a real Shavuot. Once that's not a real Shavuot, then the whole Shavuot is not a real Shavuot. And then even the extra part is not going to make a difference. That's the way Rav Huna learns the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Again, it's based on, he's not making this stuff, making it up out of nothing. He's saying, based on that, he believes that that's what the case of the Mishnah is, and that would be the Chiddush, that it doesn't work. Okay? Okay, so we're still focused on Rav Huna Shita versus Shmuel Shita. Again, let me just lay out the basics. The basics are, according to Rav Huna, in order for, the Mishnah says that a second neder can be chal. According to Rav Huna, there has to be something a little bit different about the second neder than the first neder. Whereas according to Shmuel, it says no, the second neder can be identical, exactly the same as the first, and it is possible to have this overlap, to have two nedarim at the same time. So, on that, the Gemara continues and brings another Meisvei. Meisvei, Misha Nozer Shtei Nezirus. Again, we're using Nezirus as an example, either as an example or the example. The point is, we say somebody accepts upon themselves two Nezirus. Mona Es HaRishayna. You count the first Nezirus. Now, here's a case. Not that you should. This is the case that happened. Mona Es HaRishayna. He counted the first Nezirus. V'hifrish Karbin. And he even went ahead so far as to separate a carbon, which means he finished the Naziris. It's on day 30. The Nishal Aleha, and then for whatever reason, whatever the case may be, he decided that he doesn't really want to be a Nazir anymore, and he goes to a Rav, and he undoes the entire Naziris. So, also Loishniya Bereshoino. This is the case. The case is, the Chiddush is that since that second Naziris, which was sort of Naziris in wait, was waiting around, that second Naziris jumps in and takes over the space of the first Naziris. Okay? So then you end up bringing the carbon for the sake of the second Naziris, because the first one went away. Now, what exactly was the case? What was my Kabbalah? Hechidami, what's the case? If my case was that the first Naziris was one day, and the second Naziris was a different day, So if it's a different day, am I also Lashnia Bereshinus? Then why does the halacha make sense that the second one just literally slips in to where the first one would be? Ha'ika Yomi Yaseira. There's this extra day which didn't happen yet. So how could you say that the first day, that the first Naziris was already, that the second Naziris just is accommodated by the first Naziris? No, there are different days. Elopshito. So the Gemara, based on that kasha, says it must be the Amar Hareini Nazar Hayoyim, Hareini Nazar Hayoyim. It must be the cases like Shmuel says, that the cases that the second Naziris is identical to the first Naziris, and that's why. Excuse me. That's why when the first Naziris goes away, the second Naziris is able to step into its place and be and literally count just like the first Naziris. Now I'm on the top of Yud Ches. We're just going to read three lines here. V'tiyufta de Rav Huna, and that which lug up Rav Huna, because according to Rav Huna, remember that second Naziris, if I was identical to the first, was never chal in the first place. And now all of a sudden we're saying no, that it was always there waiting, and it could be chal if the first Naziris goes away. According to Rav Huna, that shouldn't work. The second Naziris should have been meaningless; shouldn't have counted at all. So the Gemara gives two terutzim to this kasha. Really, you have to say the cases that I did was mekabalit slightly different. Because again, according to Rav Huna, it has to be the case. Because if they're identical, the second one is meaningless. So it has to be that I was mekabalit second Naziris a little bit different. Oh, so then what do you do with our Mishnah, this Mishnah, that, or this Brisa that we just quoted? My also loy, and what do we mean that it counts? Lebar me'ahu yomi yaseira. We mean except for that first day, except for that extra day. So meaning, let's say I was supposed to count 30 days, and the second Naziris was supposed to count day 2 as day 1, and day 3 as day 2, and so on and so forth. So that's what we mean. We mean that those days that I counted, not starting from day 1, but those days that I counted starting from day 2, are gonna count towards the second Naziris, and then Chanami, I'll wait an extra day, and then I'll bring the carbon. So the Gemara is giving a very practical answer. Practical answer is that it could count. There's no din that you have to literally know that this is day 1, and if I don't count it as day 1, it doesn't count. There was 30 days, which I accomplished. So I accomplished the 30 days, so I only accomplished 29. That's fine. So I'll wait the extra day, and I'll count that extra day, and then I'll bring the carbon. But the point is that I could, I could bring the carbon and count those days which theoretically would have overlapped, but now that the first one's not there anymore, they can count. That's the first teretz of the kasha. Inami, second teretz is going shekibel shtei naziris bevas achas. Okay, so this is a little bit different. What happened was I was mekabel two nazirises at the same moment, not one after the other, overlapping. But I said I want today to count as two nazirises. That's how I was mekabalit. I was mekabalit as two Naziruses. And therefore, there is no first and second. There is no before and after. It's all one. So therefore, both of those Nazirus will be chal at the same time. Now, effectively, I can only be one Nazir at a time. So the second Naziris theoretically would have to wait, but that doesn't matter. That's why. But the point is, since it wasn't a separate Kabbalah that was meaningless, but it happened at the same time. So that's why the second Naziris, at the moment, if the first Naziris disappears, the second, again, which is first and which is A and which is B, I don't know. But the point is that once the first one is no longer there, and in effect, the second one can slip in and be literally identical to the first one, because it was only not going into effect because the first one was there. And it doesn't matter which one's first and which one's second. I got rid of one, the other one is going to be there, and that's why it's going to be called. As opposed to our case in our Mishnah, where it's after the first Naziris went into effect, you were trying to come as second Naziris, trying to get into an effect, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. And it's not going, exactly. That's the case that even Rav Huna, or specifically Rav Huna, will say that the second Naziris is not chal if it's going to be exactly the same thing as the first Naziris. Okay, we'll stop over here.